USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin and Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi are set to discuss a new coronavirus relief package on Monday. The Senate is back in session on Monday, with Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell speaking on the floor this afternoon. Senator Ron Johnson is calling on the FBI to answer questions about a reported meeting between former Vice President Joe Biden and a senior official from the Ukrainian energy company Burisma.
The FBI has a duty to inform us. If they believe this is maybe, you know, Russian disinformation, they should give us a defensive briefing. Why did they sit on it? Are they covering up just because Hunter Biden might be engaged in things that also maybe should have been investigated and possibly prosecuted?
The Republican speaking there on Fox News, the Biden campaign has denied the meeting ever took place. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I've been taking vitamins off and on my whole adult life, and I've never seen any change. Not like this, not since I've been on Balance of Nature. I used to take prescription medication for muscle aches and stuff. I don't take that anymore. I wish I'd have started it back when I first heard about it on the radio. And if I can give Balance of Nature any advice, keep it out on the radio, because I still hear these commercials from time to time, and I'm thinking, you know, you people need to listen up. I mean, I'm over 50. And, you know, your body starts wearing down. But Balance of Nature has literally changed my life. It really has.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
With a little over a month to go until Thanksgiving, Dr. Anthony Fauci has cautioned families that gathering for the holiday could be canceled this year. Fauci saying it's a risk when you have people coming from out of town gathering together in an indoor setting. Dr. Fauci on CBS's 60 Minutes says he's not a fan of locking down the country because
the country is fatigued with restrictions. So we want to use public health measures not to get in the way of opening the economy, but to being a safe gateway to opening the economy.
George Daniels, the president of Daniels Manufacturing in Orlando, Florida, sent out a letter to his employees saying permanent layoffs could happen if Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden beats President Trump in the November election. Employees at the company reacting to the letter differently, some saying they will vote for the president, others saying it went too far. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
As Democrats try to regain control of the Senate, they're trying to flip Montana from red to blue, where current Democratic Governor Steve Bullock...
What I've been able to do as governor, I want to bring that to the Senate.
...is running against incumbent Senator Steve Daines.
We need help from those all across our country to want to make sure that this Senate seat stays in Republican hands.
The never-ending battle over public land use has voters crossing party lines in some cases. Daines voters wanting the land to be opened up, meanwhile Bullock supporters are wanting more preservation.
Something like 80% of voters see it as one of their major issues, and particularly among independent voters, public lands is even more critical.
Eric Austin with Montana State University. Currently, according to the Real Clear Politics average, Daines has a 3.3% lead. President Trump's daughter-in-law says the president wasn't doing anything to provoke people to be hostile towards Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer.
He wasn't doing anything, I don't think, to provoke people to threaten this woman at all. He was having fun.
Laura Trump's comments there on CNN's State of the Union, the Michigan Democratic Governor Whitmer has accused the president of stoking fear in her state. Worth noting, the men arrested in the kidnapping plot against Whitmer were anti-government activists and were no fans of the president, as they posted on their social media channels. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.